I'm Tracy Ellis with your 7th District Legislative Update with Senator Shelley Short. Hello, Senator Short.
Hello, and welcome to folks back home.
You've previously talked about Senate Bill 5114. That's the one to reopen all businesses in the state. Any update?
Well, I'll tell you what. We had that bill as an amendment to a funding bill that we considered on the floor last week. And, you know, we're just trying to keep the pressure on. That's what we're designed to do. The bill should have been something that was passed very quickly at the beginning of session, but it hasn't. But our message is still that the entire state should be open. We know there are, you know, regions, including ours in northeastern Washington, that now can open restaurants and things. But my main message to everybody is, look, the science doesn't justify the actions that the governor has taken. Our restaurants have been safe. They continue to be safe. Our gyms and, you know, our movie theaters and all of that. We need to quit playing this game. We know that the science doesn't justify the actions he's taken. And I would remind folks that really the decisions he's making today are based on data that's 3 weeks old, and Department of Health's own website says don't trust their data. So, I mean, it's really quite a conundrum for our businesses, and it's not been fair at all. It's been very harmful, and we're going to continue to push.
What's the status on some of the bills you've introduced this session?
Well, I have one that really is gaining good traction. This is a bill specifically for Stevens County and other communities in eastern Washington. Under the Growth Management Act, there are areas where the county can designate more intense development. But it's not what you think it is. It's really designed for local character and to serve the needs of the people who live there. It's been very restrictive under the Growth Management Act, and my bill would actually create more flexibility and allow greater opportunities for development and redevelopment, again, within existing, you know, capacities. So we'll see it. It's made it further than it ever has. I'm excited about the discussions I'm having, and we'll see if we can get it across the finish line this year.
Senate Republicans released their budget proposal. What does it include?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm really excited about that. I'm excited that we have drafted a budget that lives within existing resources. We can do the important work of getting, you know, our state into recovery, our communities, our businesses, our families, and do it without raising taxes. Specifically, things that you're going to care about, in the 7th District, eliminates the B&O tax on manufacturing, increasing the transportation budget, but it's by taking the sales tax off of vehicle sales to actually fund transportation. What a novel concept. And it provides $200 million to the state broadband office. That's good. And fully funds reducing catastrophic wildfire. It also has some things in there for families and small businesses as well. And we know that this can be done with an existing revenue. We continue to see more revenue. There's no need to do this with, to fund this budget with increased taxes. And what I'm really proud of our caucus is this makes the process a lot more transparent. If you think about past years, the budget's the last thing you see. You know, right at the end of session, everybody's scrambling to see what's in it and what it does. This is the first opportunity we've had to really interject into the conversation early in session.
With your 7th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator Shelley Short.